This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Short segments left with the great Steve Quayle. Steve, you know, the average governor, the average attorney general is not even privy to this. They're starting to wake up what's happening. There's a lot of populist anti-globalists getting elected. There's not just evil in the world. Is there a way, like we saw with Jonah and Enema, for a 100-year reprieve? I mean, what can we do to try to turn this around?
Well, first of all, the majority of churches in America don't even believe in the judgment of God that the Ninevites, to use that example, Alex, they knew. They had Jonah, who had just gotten spit out of a whale, saying, what happened to that guy? He looks pretty rough. But he was telling them what happened. The problem is truth died in the pulpits of America. And the call for repentance is so isolated, and I want to make this clear. I don't believe America will turn back. I want it to with all my heart. But individuals can, and people will need to form, when I say this, small units and small communities of cohesive beliefs. But here's the point. If everybody would show up at the Mexican border, and you would probably, you know, we could have stopped this years ago. But it's too late. Too late. How was it? Now, I want to deal with former President Trump. Look at what they've done to him. It's wrong whether you like him or don't like him. But we've watched legal lawfare destroy the court systems, destroy the indictment system. And I say this, and I think it's really obvious, is that we're no longer a nation of laws. And it's by design, Alex. They want us in civil war. They're going to release biologicals. They're going to release anything and everything they can. Look at all the diseases now that are coming into this country. And ladies and gentlemen, a vector is just simply something that's utilized to pass on, if you will. It's the point of contact with the pathogen or whatever the weapon is to the people. And now, Alex, the medical establishment is out of pharmaceuticals. It's out of, I would say this, their Hippocratic Oath, you know, Hippocrates. Now they're taking the Hippocratic Oath. And when they started whacking people, putting them on ventilators and giving them remdesivir, look, we do not have the medical system we used to have. And we have, in essence, I would say this, a lot of mini Mengeles who are perfectly at peace with butchering children. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the point. It's not about a woman's right to choose. It's about the extinction of the human race. Little Johnny gets three jabs at a four-month-old, you know, 4 months old in his life, and he's dead within the day. I mean, we're watching the disintegration of the human race. Because I'm putting it into a biblical context, and I'm putting it into the book of Revelation, and by the way, in the book of Revelation, we're told all this stuff's going to happen. I do not see national repentance as even being called for. And America is no longer the greatest nation in the world. That's a joke. And the rest of the world is who has been, how should I say this, subverted and perverted by what's going on in the world. Look, when you've got seasoned diplomats who understand the history of the world, like Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov, I mean, and he's trying to talk to crazy people. It can't be done. So insanity will make sure that the majority of people who will submit to insanity are going to die. And I'm sorry that somebody said, oh, that's so negative. Well, let me tell you this. The insane people are the ones that produce the Deagle Report. So 9 out of 10 people, every time you go down, Alex, or go into a room or going down the street or watch even the movies on TV, 9 out of those 10 people are scheduled for destruction, death, and murder. So we have
to. You're right, because we've been taken off the land, taken away from God. People have no idea what's going on. This audience obviously is really informed. People, we love you, black, white, old, young, you name it, Hispanic, Asian, we all God's children. But imagine the general public knows something's wrong, but not much. And that's scary. We're going to come right back with some other key stories with Steve Quayle. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Takes over here in about 10 minutes. Let's get the break so she gets more time. Great syndicated talk show host. You know, Steve, I've known you, I've been interviewing you probably about 27 years. You've been on air for 33. I've been on air a few years when I started talking to you. And I read your books. I knew a lot of it was true, but a lot of it was over the horizon. I thought, well, this guy's really smart, but he's a little out there. And that was, you know, 20 years ago. Well, no, this guy's dead on, but I thought maybe, you know, he's still a little pessimistic. Now I'm leaning towards your worst prognosis here, and just hoping that the other isn't that you're wrong. But I'm leaning towards what you're saying, and then now it's a hope that things are okay. And if we just repented and got how much trouble we were in, and admitted this evil's real, we could turn it around. But there are a lot of good people out there, but they're not in the positions of power. And I just wonder what's going to happen to people that have been serving evil when this whole thing goes south. How do you expect this to unfold?
Well, first of all, again, we're going into where each man's sword will be against his neighbor, with the exception of those people who have, I would say this, a love for God, a love for human life. Listen, these people are the globalists, the Satanists, the Luciferians, the most demonic people. They think nothing about killing, murdering, butchering, eating.
Well, they actually enjoy it.
Yeah, they do, because they're demon-possessed. I want to make a real quick statement. Demons are the disembodied spirits of a hybrid creation that the Bible talks about, the Rephaim, the Rapha, the dead, which have fallen angels who can have sex when they change and transform their body with earth women. That's the basis of all mythology and legends, with maybe a few exceptions, but it's always the gods coming from the heavens. Even the Pentagon, I remember having a Pentagon spokesman guy contact me. He says, you know, Steve, we call all the fallen angels the gods of the Sumerians. I said, well, then the Sumerians were smarter than you guys. The bottom line is that we're talking about supernatural evil. You see, people want to vote themselves out of this. People want to say, well, I've got to get the right guy. Einstein's definition of insanity, it won't work, Alex. We no longer, and Obama said one thing is true, America's no longer a Christian nation. We allow foreign gods. We allow Anubis, the god of the dead, the Egyptian god of the dead. We allow all this stuff into the country. We allow Moloch. We allow the Arch of Baal.
And they know what they're doing at the Denver airport when they put Anubis up there in a 100-foot statue. It's a ritual.
Yep. And so what happens? Those are symbols. But they also, listen, I'm on record as saying AI, artificial intelligence, there's nothing artificial about it. I believe it is a alien implant, if you will, alien meaning not the classic, but an extra-dimensional entity.
An artificial interdimensional interface.
You got it. There you go. And very good. And I'm searching for those words. But here's the thing. As more and more AI is being projected as the next big investment field, it takes more computer power. It takes more computer faster chips. It takes literally the support.
Yeah, you can't have energy for your restaurant or for your car, but, oh, no one ever says big tech doesn't get all, they get everything they want.
They get everything they want. And this is one reason that people have got to understand, too, that we don't have time, but the Taiwan-China dynamic, TSM, makes the most, the fastest chips in the world, and the Taiwanese company. And Japan has a stake in that. India has a stake in that. And I think what I if I could say this in trying to get everybody's head around this, you're used to taking a dollar, $100, whatever. You're used to being able to change that for something, whether the goods originated in India, like rice, or whether the or some of the spices, or whatever. Anything that was made in China, anything that was made in Germany. And you used to be able to take American dollars and convert it into a currency that would acquire that product. That's no longer in the background. We're talking about national bankruptcy, not just of the United States, but most of NATO's bankrupt. And by the way, I want to draw everybody's attention, Alex, and I don't know if you've read it lately, but David Wilkerson's 1973 book, The Vision. He, David Wilkerson, and I believe at Cross and Switchblade fame, he made the statement that when he saw the vision of the global financial collapse, it started in Germany, interestingly enough, spread to Japan, and then within a week or two, it came to the United States. It just so happens that Deutsche Bank is in a real serious problem.
Germany, the German chancellor just announced they're getting ready to announce a national emergency.
Yep. And so what I'm telling everybody is, okay, scoff, but why don't you do your homework, Mr. Atheist, Mr. Agnostic? Why don't you read 1973 Vision? That's 50 years ago, Alex. 50 years ago, and God's been gracious. He's been merciful. He's been wonderful, loving, giving us space to repent. But again, there's no call. There's no national call to repentance. And what repentance means is that you got to quit doing what you're doing that brings the wrath of God. I'm saying everything. God will protect his people as he protected Daniel. And Daniel's a real story. In the book of Daniel, it says knowledge is going to increase, and you can't keep track of the knowledge. But back to AI, we're watching the demonization, and by the way, inanimate objects. I get into a lot of arguments with theologians. I said, come on, I can take you to any of the most backwoods or in the jungle civilizations, and they know that trees can be possessed, rocks can be possessed. And what is happening is our nation has been repossessed by the very devil who is trying to destroy every man, woman, and child in America. Why?
Well, that's because there's energetic ownership, energetic territorialism, and there's energy. And when we let evil residents come in, it literally becomes the energy around us. We're out of time, Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com. Let's not wait 6 months. Why don't you try to come on next week or come on in the new year? This is going to move very, very fast. God bless you, brother, for your prophetic warnings, and we love you.
Thank you, Eric. Eric, thank you Eric. So much, Alex.
Eric,
yeah,
close
to
Alex.
I might as well call you Eric. You know? Thank you for telling me my name today. God bless each and every one, and this is serious. Support InfoWars Store. Get your health food supplements. I can't plead enough with you. The food is going to cease to exist.
Well, I called my wife when you were first on. I said, we got to get in more storable food because you can just, I wish it wasn't the case. You can feel it. You can see it. Steve Quayle, thank you so much.
Bye, Alex.
Thank you. I almost called him Mike Adams earlier because Mike Adams is on Friday talking about all this. Great job, Steve Quayle. That's a worst case scenario, but that's where we're going, folks. We've gone over the edge here, and everything he's saying is a real, very probable possibility if we don't turn this around. All right, Kate Daly takes over for the next 46 minutes. Then Owen Schroyer with the War Room, 3 p.m. today, former political prisoner. I am going to do a very special broadcast tonight on X. I'm going to do an analysis of all this, and then I'm going to put in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement out because it's been so censored everywhere, and I'm going to use, whether Elon's good, bad, or whatever, I'm going to use X to promote the show so people tune in to Kate Daly right now. And Steve Quayle, and just, you know, if CNN called and said, we're going to put your show on at 8 p.m. tonight, I'd say, go ahead. I'm not going to change what I'm going to say. So we're blessed and thankful for all you pushing for that to happen. But there's definitely a team human and a team demon thing going on. There's definitely the death cult, and there's the cult of life, and that's what we're trying to promote here Please remember store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping with us. Get great products for keeping us on air. We have Winter Sun, the highest quality D3, that's still good for your immune system, finally back in stock. It's 40% off. We have 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, X2 selling out, copy of my book, The Great Awakening. And there is a great awakening happening, and I know it's critical to keep this broadcast on air, so I'm very, very thankful to all the viewers and all the listeners. And I almost forgot, I'm on with Elon Musk, and he says, I don't know what you call it when you're anti-globalist. I said, how about Team Human, anti-death cult? He said, yeah, let's adopt Team Human. Whether you like Elon Musk or aren't sure or hate him, we've been talking for years about Team Human. So we have shirts that are being made right now. You can pre-order them now. That funds the operation. Plus, it's a great thing, and we'll put them on screen. And it says Team Human, and it's got the nuclear family in the middle, and InfoWars.com under it, and it's got Team Human on the back. And there's two different designs of the shirt. It'll take a week or so to get printed, but Christmas will be here, so get it after Christmas, but by the probably the new year. And that supports the broadcast. It's a fundraiser shirt, and it's all about Team Human against the robots, against the takeover. InfoWarsStore.com for the Team Human shirts. And get them first.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Plants to process THC in the form of THC dab, components of a clandestine lab, including glass beakers and jars, butane
what?
Chemicals, burners, ovens, camp stoves, marijuana grow equipment such as pots, soil, plants in various stages of growth, heaters, ventilators, PPE, chemicals, and supplies needed to grow plants indoors, CO2 emitters, watering supplies, additionally, any other item needed to construct, operate, and maintain a clandestine dab laboratory or marijuana grow.
So let me, okay, let me say this. I've known Ben for a long time. Okay, you don't drink or smoke or you don't do anything like this. So how could they come up with a warrant like that? I'm stunned, actually. How could they come up with a warrant like this? I don't understand. But doesn't make
sense.
Yeah,
they're actually hiding that information. The detective, when he started talking to me, I was like, a drug lab? What are you talking about? He's like, you have a hose coming out your window, right? And so I have a hose coming out my window because I have a 3D printer and I exhaust out the fumes. And so the only information he really gave me was that I have a hose coming out my window. And so they had probable cause to believe. And that's all that they'll give me because it says on the affidavit, it says that it supposedly has the evidence. They won't release to me. I've filed a grammar request, which is my state's version of a Freedom of Information Act request. And tomorrow is the last day that they have to, according to statute, to give it to me. And they won't. They haven't. It's something easy they have on file. They could just go send and get it to me. But they refuse to send me the evidence that they use to collect. Besides what his verbal description was, is that I have a hose coming out my window, and so therefore I have an entire drug lab in my house.
I almost don't have words, which is unique for me. So if I'm getting this right now, they can make up any reason at all. And I mean, we're talking, knowing Ben, you would have to make up all of these reasons, because I know him very well, to get inside somebody's house, to do a no-knock. They even went as far as a no-knock warrant, not even a knock on the door to ask you a question about that. So did you have any indication that this was happening at all against you at all?
No, not a clue. Totally just out of the blue. Well, most of these things that you talked about were totally out of the blue and no warning in advance that I noticed. And so a lawyer called me up. He's a kind of a civil rights lawyer. And he said, well, you know, send me out the warrant because just his experience was people don't tell the whole story. And so just, you know, kind of let me get their side of it. So I was like, here you go. Here's the warrant. And he's like, this is egregious on its face. Without the affidavit even, it's egregious because it's a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, which says that if they have a warrant to search and to seize something, they have to specifically name what is to be searched and what is to be seized. But in the warrant, it says that any other person on the property or in the home, on the vehicles, as well as described as any vehicle on the property. And so anybody visiting is blanketed into this search warrant. Any person on the property is in the search warrant. So this is a completely just unlawful, illegal, unconstitutional search warrant on its face. And then the fact that they're hiding the affidavit of any supposed evidence, right? If they had just staked out my home for any amount of time, there's nothing that would even make someone suspect that a hose leads to a drug lab. It's crazy.
I can't even imagine. The reach, it's not even a reach, it's made up. I mean, they had to have made this up. So with all the cop cars down the street, what stopped them from serving this?
I was, from doing the no-knock, because I was already outside. And so you have this huge rush of SWAT team guys, their bulletproof vests, their AR-15s right at me.
Amazing.
And, I was out, thankfully, right? Because barged down the door, it says no-knock and no-announce. When they barged through my door, they didn't even have to tell me, according to the warrant, the illegal warrant, who they were and why they were there. And so I've got my kids. I've got a fairly large family. And I'm there to protect them. And so quickly, that kind of a thing could have gotten very bad. We know that this entire SWAT team, I looked at their record, and they have a record of violence towards others. And there was one case that I read about where they pulled over a guy, and they thought he was a drug guy again. And they start beating him up, and then they realize that they got the wrong guy, and they continue beating him up, according to the report. And another guy that they had that they killed in another incident. And then, just throughout the state, we see it all over the country, is these mistaken identities where people die. And so it could have gotten really bad really fast if I really believe that it was divine providence that I was outside when they decided to storm the house.
100%. There's no doubt in my mind. The reason I asked you on today, and I want people to understand what's happening to the people that try to tell the truth in their states and about issues in the country right now. When you try to tell the truth, they target you. And this is a targeting. There's no reason, if you knew Ben at all, there would be absolutely, you're shocked at the allegation because it's so insane. But the sad part is that people go, oh, well, it's about drugs. So the government has the ability to search for drugs, which is absolutely not true, which is absolutely insane that people kind of give this kind of thing a pass.
Right.
It's amazing to me that this is what they had to make up in order to go into your home. That's how desperate the FBI is. That's how desperate they are to go after their fellow citizen. And it makes me sick. I don't have an ounce of respect for the FBI or the CIA, not an ounce. I've done too much research and too much study. I can't have an ounce of respect for them because of the actions that they take against people like you that are bringing things to light. And so I would imagine that they got the go ahead. I would imagine that they got a green light to whatever they wanted to make up to go after you, because we've seen this before. You've been targeted before by them. Your house mysteriously burnt to the ground. You lost everything. To support Ben, go to treeoflibertysociety.com. And you know what it's going to take? It's going to take a lot of people shoring people up against these kinds of actions, helping to pay lawyer fees, helping to take these kinds of things into court where we're supposed to have a just system. We know that that's not true anymore, but it's the only hope we have left, right? And when we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about this situation, because I want people to be very aware about what's at stake here. If we don't help and shore up the people telling the truth, and there's only about 1% left, there was a big announcement today of all the new AI anchors that will now be present in giving you news. Sorry to tell you this, everyone, but, and I know you guys all know this because I'm saying this very facetiously, they're already there. We already have AI. We already have AI penetrating the news. And so we have about 1% left of the truth tellers. If we don't shore these people up, if we don't help these people and run to their aid, we will lose them. There is no doubt in my mind. And when you see people try to tell the truth, if they have the courage to do so, we need to step in and help as a community of team human, as a community of the fellow man out there. We need to help those that are getting harassed by the FBI and CIA, that are getting accosted by them, that are getting absolutely unconstitutional actions put against them. We need to step in and help. This is where we help out. Well, I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show and more with Ben McClintock, Tree of Liberty Society.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, anything, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, and I sure want to thank Alex coming to a close on this year and thank him for allowing me the opportunity to even be here and talk to all of you. Really appreciate that, because he doesn't have to do that, but he's nice enough to do that, and I really appreciate that. And I appreciate the wonderful staff, too. They're fantastic to work with. He's got a great staff. So really appreciate having a voice, having a microphone, being able to speak about things daily on my show and be able to come here and talk on Alex Jones' show. I really appreciate all of that. Ben McClintock is my guest. And the reason I wanted to bring Ben on is because this barely just happened a few weeks ago. And it is amazing to me the obvious nature of the targeting of this event against Ben, because you had to, I mean, talk about a guy that would never be accused of having a drug lab in his house. It would be Ben McClintock out of all the people I know. And so this was so insane. And, there's a couple of things. Number one, this reminds me of Lavoie Finicum, a true patriot who was gunned down by the FBI, who in the back, who basically talked about the fact that the tone and the tenor of the FBI was changing when they were all in Oregon, and he was in the Oregon with the Bundys. And I remember him on video the day before he died, talking about day before he was murdered, talking about the tone and tenor for no reason, escalating into a type of frenzy. And they were doing it all on their own. There was nothing escalating. They were just talking, and there was nothing happening that would have made that so. It was just a choice they were making. And I call it badass syndrome because they honestly have this drive and need to look like some sort of, forgive the word, badass, like I'm a badass, you know, like this pride, puffed up pride in whatever they do, whoever they want to accost, whatever unconstitutional thing they want to do to somebody is okay because they're the FBI and because they're SWAT. And I look at the huge cost of what the toll of their harassment has been on you and your family simply because you tell the truth, simply because you tell the truth about what the legislators are doing. So I would believe that in some point they have to be giving the green light to this. What are your thoughts now, 2 weeks later, after this horrendous event, and scary event for your family? What are your thoughts? What are you seeing in the background?
Well, I mean, just that. It's one of those things where some people, Alex talked about this in the last segment about, you know, we shouldn't, or it was you talking about how we shouldn't be scared to stand forward just mm-hmm. because this happens. This is, to me, this is like, hot dog, I'm on the trail, otherwise they would be leaving me alone. And so just like you and I, we were really hot on them in our state on their move mm-hmm. to remove the power of the sheriff. And so they went after me with the, like you said, the checkpoint blocking my home with the DUI checkpoint blocking my home, mysterious mm-hmm. Burnings, the attempted kidnapping of my daughter, and now this. And so, you know, I've been talking about how satanic ritual abuse is a real thing and showing the links with government officials and other people in society, showing its link across the country. And so with my own sheriff that had to have signed off on this. And then what's interesting is the judge that signed off on this warrant, his wife works for CPS, is something that I've come to learn. And so is my understanding. And so it's kind of interesting that the spouse of what I believe to be a CPS attorney is signing off on a warrant after I, you know, exposed CPS and showed that they had that last time they went after me. They claimed that I was starving my daughter, and the guy had never met me and never met my daughter, claimed that I was not allowing her to drink, you know, fluids. And when I exposed that lie, they go away. They disappear. And so this is the thing, is we've got to go forward and continue to expose them and not be afraid, because when we expose them, then it shows that if any retaliation happens, that it's obviously retaliation. They start to lose their credibility. And the people start to wake up. And so this is an important thing that, like you said, is to support those that are doing this, but as well as to stand up yourself and become a part of that, because that exposure, because all of these things are going on, from satanic ritual abuse to corruption, trashing on the Constitution. It's rampant and it needs to stop.
Oh, 100%. I'm with you on this. And we've both been censored in our state, and I even have a text message from a county commissioner bragging about the fact that he had a local hour of mine removed off the air because we were targeting the politicians.
Yep.
Nothing, though, to what you've been going through. And what you've been going through, I mean, honestly, I applaud your exposing, Ben, because a lot of citizens are not going to take the time to do it. They're not going to take the time to do the research. And you have been a very, very vocal opponent of the legislature and the state senators and the governor in our state, and talking about the things they're doing. You're not making anything up. You're just exposing what they're doing. And it's amazing to me how in a conservative state, they strive to silence anyone that brings to light what they're doing, because they're all doing it under the Republican banner, as we're the nice conservatives in our state, and our state has the majority. And it's been interesting to watch them scatter. I mean, it's disgusting to me. The evil is disgusting. But you have paid a high cost, and he's so right about being targeted with a medical kidnapping of his daughter. And then, of course, with CPS, your home burns down. You have checkpoints out just suddenly pop up outside your house, and there's only one way to get out. And so you have to go by these checkpoints, or they just wanted to make sure they were right there. It has been amazing to watch what they've done. They took Ammon Bundy's home, the hospital, and because he stood up for a little child with another medical kidnapping from the hospital. And it's amazing because I know one of the people that works at that hospital, and he was just thinking, he was just so prideful about everything that was going on, and he was right. And I thought, it was already proven that that little baby had nothing wrong with it. And so they took Ammon Bundy's home. There's a big price to pay, but wouldn't you say at the end of this, you'd rather be on the side of truth than on the side of cowering in your living room and not exposing any of these people?
Oh, it just reminds me of the scripture that talks about that if you are living in Christ Jesus, that you will receive persecution. And so, you know, if I were to cower, that would mean I didn't want to pay the price of living my life as best as I can in Christ Jesus. And so it's, you know, that the option to me isn't there. And I think one of the most recent things that I've done to expose them is my new book is Invasion Volume 2, which I show what Alice has done with on the international level, showing the conspiracy and the internationalists and how they invade through, you know, into our nations. But I've shown how Skull and Bones, the United Nations, Bohemian Grove have actually infiltrated local communities. And so I think that they're having this written out for everyone to be able to see is something that they're also afraid of.
His book, Invasion, is amazing. Pick that up give it to somebody you know. Because if we can educate a nation, it's one thing to get somebody in a seat at a public meeting or whatnot, or get somebody to do something. But it's another one to have them fully understand what they're fighting for and why they're fighting for it, and then what to do about it. And so that level of education, we need to get that to rise in this nation. Otherwise, we don't save this nation. And I think Steve Quayle was right. Repentance is the biggest thing that we need to do as a nation. And then we need to be educated. And you've done such a fine job at this. You've done such an amazing job. And I'm really grateful to you for all of the exposing that you've done. You can clearly see who the bad guys are in this scenario. The ones that had to paint you as a drug dealer to try to do a no-knock warrant, never coming to your home, never just knocking on the door and you could have had a conversation with them asking you. No, they had to escalate. They had to bring it into a no-knock warrant and then think they're all that to try to justify this in some way. Because all the guys that show up all in their vests and their guns and puffed up in pride and looking like they are these badasses, right? They are somehow justified in doing this to another citizen. What brings that? What happens to people when that happens? You know what I mean? So it's always been curious to me how we work against our fellow man. But please go to treeoflibertysociety.com and help Ben out, because these are our truth tellers on the ground. These are our boots on the ground. TreeofLibertySociety.com. He's got a wonderful book there, too. But he does an amazing job. Thank you so much, Ben. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story. Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show, so don't go anywhere. I've got a couple of things to say.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. So grateful to be here and so grateful that you're tuning in as well. And a big thank you to Ben McClintock. You know, he has been at this a long time, and I feel I could not even believe it when I heard that there was a no-knock warrant issued and such ridiculous accusations. I mean, you couldn't get more ridiculous if you knew him. I mean, it was amazing that they could come up with that. But, you know, it tells me that the FBI gets a green light maybe from some people higher up to go after the truth tellers. And there's a lot of people, I think, that are going to be in more situations like this. And this is where we need to help. We need to make sure that they're shored up and not just left out by their lonesome after they do such a great service for others. That's a big deal. It takes a lot, and it's a toll on a family to do the research, to tell the truth, and to come out with messages that are against the New World Order. You get so much coming at you when that happens. And I know personally, I've taken that toll personally, not like Ben. Ben has really had a lot to deal with, and it has been excruciating to have to watch because you're just thinking, this guy is so obviously targeted. But there are many people out there that are trying to tell the truth, that if they feel like they're alone, they're going to stop doing it. And then you and I don't get the messages that we need. You and I don't get educated in what we need to do. And that's the downfall of the country. There was a new tool. I interviewed Paul Allen about the Citizen Portal. Citizen Portal is great. I think it's a great tool. But the problem is that if we don't know why we're fighting and we don't understand the Constitution and we don't understand how to get our country back, then if we're not educated, then showing up at a meeting isn't going to do much. And I love what he did. It's just that we need to do more than that, and we need to keep educating. We need to keep exposing and bringing these things to light. So I really appreciate him, because I've seen a lot of patriots suffer a huge price, and it's been really hard to watch. But if they feel your support and they feel like you're going to help them and they feel like there are other people that maybe don't have that kind of courage but are willing to at least help financially or whatever, then they'll keep doing it because they'll get the help that they need to suffer through these things, okay? I just think it's important. So the movie Leave the World Behind, I saw this movie with Julia Roberts. She looked terrible, by the way. I was just in shock. I was like, ooh, wow. But she does this show for the Obamas, and the Obamas are credited as the producers. And this show is about a cyber attack happening in America. There were a lot of symbols and signs in this, like the upside down flag, when they were talking about the book that it was named after, a lot of symbols. Okay. And it was really creepy, actually. They actually did a pretty good job with the overall creep of the movie. But it was interesting because what I kept thinking about was, what sold it was that let's talk about COVID for a second and kind of give you this little analogy. So they bring out COVID in 2020 and they tell you that there's a pandemic, but you're not actually seeing one in front of your face. Okay. And you're isolated in your home, right? You're not seeing people fall over dead. Okay. You're not seeing people that actually were under a pandemic. But why did everybody believe it? Because all of government started talking about it. All of government started saying there was the word a pandemic. And then everybody, you know, started jumping on the bandwagon. The hospital started receiving money. Everyone was receiving cash. And then it bolstered up this idea. Well, we're in a pandemic. We're in a pandemic. The hospitals were empty. People were shooting dance videos that worked there, the doctors and nurses. There was no evidence of a pandemic, but we all believed it. So we all keep saying the word pandemic. And I started thinking as I was watching this show, how easy it was for them to do this. In fact, it was so easy that all they would have to do is gain control of the internet, which they already really have, but not officially, not publicly yet. But once they do that, if they were to take down the internet and down a few planes, they could tell us we were under attack. They are, with this movie, I think, creating the fear porn. So that it's believable when it happens. You've seen it play out with Julia Roberts looking frantic, being suspicious, the whole nine yards. You've seen the guy that's the prepper made out to be the bad guy, right? Kevin Bacon isn't the nice guy because he was the one that had some foresight, started prepping, started gathering things, and he didn't just give it up. The second somebody showed up at their house, they made it into a moral dilemma, and they made Kevin Bacon look like this horrible human being. Because he was a prepper, of course, they had the American flag in front of his house, and he has the cowboy hat, and they make the majority of Americans look pretty horrific, okay? And so I thought, you know, wouldn't it be easy for them to basically tell us we were under attack so that we did our own civil war? So maybe, and we actually enacted that because we thought we were under attack. I don't know that they even have to have an attack. All they have to do is some brilliant couple of things, and all of a sudden everyone believes it, right? And so we take care of business ourselves for them is really what happens. The other message in this movie was there's no cabal at the helm. The cabal is even scared. Ooh. And that they're succumbing to whatever happens because it's just happening. And no one's pulling a single string because the strings are just chaos. And it's pure baloney. Okay. So they're trying to tell you, oh, yeah, if you're a real thinker, you're above all that. It's just chaos. It's kind of like telling you that climate change is happening because of your plastic bag and your straw. It makes zero sense, but they want you to think that something's wrong and that you're the problem. And now they're telling you you're the problem because you think there are people at the helm. There are people at the helm. None of this would be going on if there weren't people at the helm. Right? Going behind our back, working out deals with China, having money in big round numbers go over to the Ukraine for heaven knows what, and BlackRock taking over the money, and everything else that's going on. Every single false flag has to be perpetuated by somebody. has to be done by somebody at the helm. It is not just happenstance. There's no way. But that was the message of this movie. So you kind of have to get into Michelle and Obama's little minds, right? To figure out why. Why did they want to have you walk away with black people saying you can't trust white people? Why did they want you to walk away thinking, oh, if you're a real thinker, you're not going to go for that silly cabal. You're just going to think it all just happens. Why? Why did they want to put this movie out? And why did they want you thinking about these kinds of things? Because I honestly think we're at the point where they don't even have to do anything. All they have to do is simply tell us something is going on and we would believe it. We went hook, line, and sinker, right? Hook, line, and sinker with the news of COVID. Nobody even questioned the fact that, well, hey, people aren't just dying outside my door. They're not just falling over dead. And everyone that works at the post office and Amazon and Costco and Walmart seem to be perfectly fine. Why is that? Why is that? Because if it were real, right, and this is the way things transmitted, we'd all be dead. We wouldn't have even lasted through all these generations. It's ridiculous. It's preposterous. But you know what? We believed it. We believed it because we were told on the tube. And now they're adding AI. Well, they're publicizing that they're adding AI anchors. I think that's been in the works for a long time. I think they've been doing that for a long time. But now they're telling us they're doing it, right? Why? Because as the lies get bigger and bigger and bigger, there's no one responsible for those lies. All they have to do is say it was an AI figure that said it. All they have to do is say, well, the AI gives us our unimportant news, but we'll reserve the humans for our important news. That's baloney too. What they're really wanting to do is have no accountability so they can shove stuff out there into our peripheral and get us to believe it. And then they're never responsible for spinning out for horrific lies. And that's what the news anchors do. It's nice hair, nice teeth, little Mr. and Mrs. Robotic giving you a smile, reading a teleprompter of what the government tells them to say. And now it's just going to be beefed up as AI. There are so many things like this. When we look at our existence, when we look at the things that have happened, we look at the last 100 years or even the last 10. And you realize how many things are fake, okay? We have fake celebrities, fake stars. When I saw Formula One and I saw all these stars there and I wondered, how much do they have to pay them to be there, right? I mean, how much do they have to pay these people to be there to bolster up Formula One? It's popular, yes, but they had to have the celebrities there, right? I mean, our celebrities are bought and paid for. Lady Gaga going in with Pfizer now. Taylor Swiftie's boyfriend, all about Pfizer. It's amazing how bought and sold these celebrities are and how bought and sold Hollywood is. We have to decide what is fake, what is truth, and really out and really, really expose this for what this is. And I think they put this out there because they wanted people to believe it once they try to do it. I really do. And yeah, that would cause actual action to happen, wouldn't it? But we have to be careful in what we see and what we believe and what we know to be true and what we're sold. Thank you. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, kateDalyRadio.com, coming to you live daily and, of course, on The Alex Jones Show today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.